Shalichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for kol ha'olam kulo, that we should have a Yeshua from this plague that has afflicted us all in many ways, and it should be a nechama. There should be a nechama for those people who lost beloved friends and family members, and we should see Mirtzeh Hashem Geulas Olamim. On Tes Nisan, interesting, Kimat to the day, in Tavshin Nun Ches, 22 years ago, Harav Nosson Gishtetner wrote a letter to his good friend. Nosson Gishtetner was one of the Gedolei Hador. He lived in Bnei Brak. I was zochet to be at his house a number of times. And he writes a letter to his friend, another Chashev Posek in Bnei Brak, Rav Shmuel Eliezer Stern. He's a Magachir in the Yeshiva Schul Chasim Sofer, Posek. And he was asked the following question. Befros HaPesach Nizdam Eliyod Yikras Mechtovu B'Sheila Halach L'Maisa Nogel L'Nefashis T'Shadolan L'Fnein Zman Zmanim Tuva V'Amarti L'Kayim Mitzvasu L'Ayin K'fum Mas Misas HaPnai Kama Kama D'Moti Liyodi Bezis Hashem Yisbarach. He says, Pesach time, I got your letter. You asked Halach L'Maisa a question that's Nogel L'Nefashis. And you sent me this letter a while ago. It just came to my hand now. And I want to answer you with the help of God. What's the question? The question is, Al-Dvar Shinishal Me'anshei Chevres Hatzala Hanekroim Latzolos Nefasha. So you have the Hatzala people who are called to save lives. Emesh Din Kadima Batzolos Ish Kodem Le'isha V'koin Le'Levi Levi Kodem Le'Israel Talmud Chacham Kodem La'Ma'aretz Kefi Seder HaKadimos HaMavur B'Shulchan Aruch Yeridea. Do we say that when it comes to saving lives, a man in fact precedes a Kohen precedes a Levi precedes a Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham precedes an Amal Aretz, as is the Seder HaKadimos in Shulchan Aruch Yeridea and Simon Reishon and Beis, based on the Mishnah and Harius. So now we are going to see, this obviously is Nogeya when you have a limited amount of medicine, ventilators, hospital beds, whatever it may be, how do you decide who to give it to? There are so many people in need. So, we begin. In Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea, in Reishon and Beis, Sifuf Ches, the Rama writes, Ish v'isha rotzim letbo benara atzelas ish kodim. If a man and a woman both want to drown in the river, the man comes first. You have to save someone from drowning in the river. Who do you save first? You save the man before you save the woman. His makor is the Beis Yosef in Yeridea, Reishon and Aleph, who asked, and that it says in Ksubis, that if you have a Yosom and a Yosom, a male orphan and a female orphan, that come for Parnasa, you give the female orphan, and then you give the male orphan. Why? Because a man is accustomed to snoring, and a woman is not accustomed to snoring. So it's mashma that Parnasa means both food and clothing. And the reason that a woman comes first is because a man is accustomed to asking and a woman isn't. And this applies both to food and to clothing, and so paskins the Rambam at the end of the 8th Perek of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. And that it says in the Harius on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that a man precedes a woman, Lahachios, to give life, and Lahashab Aveda, to return a lost object, and a woman precedes a man for clothing and to redeem from captivity. Vitzarech Lomar, says the Beis Yosef, De Lahachayot, Hainu Lahatzilam, Imhem Tovim Banahar Vachayotze, Aval Achila Lav Bechla Lahachayotu, Ela Dina Kedin Haksut, Vitanaksut, Vuadin Lahachila, the Chataimu Kedamaran. That we have to say that lahachios means to save them if they're drowning in the river. But achila is not included in lahachios. In other words, that it says in the Gemara in Ksubis, he's miyashi between the two Gemaras. That it says in Ksubis, that when it comes to feeding, you feed the girl before the boy. That's because it's talking about food. But when it comes to saving a life, drowning in the river, the man comes first, the boy, the male comes first. But achila is a different din. And clothing is the same din as achila, that a girl comes first. So we see that the Beis Yosef was machriach this din, that saving a life comes first because of the steer is a sugyas, ksubas and harias. That ksubas says a girl comes first, harias says a male comes first. Which one is it? The answer is when it comes to saving a life, the male will come first. When it comes to feeding, not mamish to save a life, but you have to give food, which is not going to literally save a life, but when you have food that people are going to live, but they need more food, so you give the girl, the female, before the male. That's the Beis Yosef. However, the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis and of Samach Zayin Omen Aleph brings the Rashba. Vizel Shono. Yasom v'yasom v'shabol v'sparnes. Perish parnasa ksus. Mefarnasim is hayasom v'akach has hayasom. So if a male orphan, a female orphan are coming for parnasa, perish parnasa ksus. So he learns that parnasa means not food, clothing. Then you give the girl before the boy. Like it says in Harius Yud Gimel that a woman comes before a male for ksus, for clothing and for redeeming from captivity, but mizonos, for food, mefarnasim is hayasam brachas hayisoma. Kedisnan ha hasam ha ish kodim la chiyosit ulsiva chechich imach v'lo lachoscha. So when it comes to food, the boy comes first, and that's how he learns pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah that says that a man comes first lachyoso is not talking about saving them from drowning mamish from death, but giving them food, not like the Beis Yosef. So we have a machlokas here between the Shita Mekubetzes in the name of the Rashba and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef wants to learn that when it comes to food, girls comes first, and the Mishnah that says lachyos male comes first. It's talking about mamish saving a life, and the Rashba learns not like that. The Rashba learns that when it comes to saving a life, when it comes to food, the boy comes first. Only food. But the Mishnah that says that a boy comes first, a male comes first, is not talking about saving from drowning. It's just talking about feeding. So who do you feed first? The boy, or the needy boy, or the needy girl? The answer is Machlokas, Rashba, Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, needy girl. Rashba, needy boy. Whose life do you save if they're dying? Beis Yosef, male. And the Rashba doesn't talk about it. The Meiri in Ksubis, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph writes, Yosom v'yosom v'shein l'may yochlu bol isparnes min hatztaka. If you have a male orphan and a female orphan that they don't have what to eat, and they come to be misparnes from tztaka, they come to get their parnasa from tztaka. M'siyarim shem ein b'kis shel tztaka ele b'chtei shiur parnasa shel echod. And we're afraid that there's not enough for both of them, there's only enough for one. You give the girl first, and then the male. Why? Because let the male go door to door, and women are more embarrassed. 90%+ probably of the people who are knocking at your door are male for tzedakah. So give the male. When we call makom makom sheefsher lechazer aish kaidem, but if they can't go from door to door, the males are embarrassed. Whatever, not befitting his dignity, whatever it may be. Yefsher lechazer lepsachim. Who's going to be first? The male. Kemoshe his bar b'achron shel harayis. Like it says in the last paragraph of Harius. So you see the Meiri learns Shat and Harius that a man comes before a woman lachioso is talking about food. And it's talking about where a man can't go door to door. And so writes the Meiri, this is the Meiri Ksubis. The Meiri in Harius also says that it says that a man comes before a woman to eat, to live, it means to eat, to feed. Because a man can go door to door. So there's no more steer between the two sugyas. The sugya in Ksuba says that a man comes first for food. It's talking about where he can't go door to door. And the sugya that talks about the Ksuba is that a woman comes first and female comes first. It's talking about where the male can go door to door and there feed the girl. The Tosis Rid goes in the same derech as the Meiri. We're not going to read it out. You can look it up. That it says in Harius that a man comes before a woman, it's lemizonos, and it's talking about where the man cannot go door to door. That flan ksubis also writes like the Meiri in the Tosis Rid. But again, according to these sources, we are not talking about mama saving a life. And if we're not talking about saving a life, so then there's no hechrech for the din of the Beis Yosef that if they're both drowning, that a man comes first. Because the Beis Hillel said, was machriach his din from the stira of sugyas? He says, v'tzarech loymar, we have a stira. Between ksubas and harias, in ksubas it says that when it comes to parnasa, the girl comes first. In harias it says that lahachios, the male comes first. So what's his yishuv? His yishuv is very simple. That when it says that for parnasa, a girl comes first, ksubis, that's talking about food. And horius, when it says lahachios, that's talking not about food, it's talking about drowning in the river. If they're drowning, then the boy comes first, so it's not a stira. But according to the Meiri, Tosasarid, and others, it's not a stira at all. You don't have to say that. They're talking about different cases. They're both talking about mizonos. And horius is talking about where the man cannot beg for whatever reason, and Ksuba is talking about where the man can beg, then the girl comes first. But saving a life is not the issue at all, according to the Beis Yosef. It is an issue that in Harias, saving a life, man comes first, and Ksuba is talking about who you give food to. Why do you save a life? Or Avedas Gufo, like we see in Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, and the Rambam in the first paragraph of Tzeach Halacha Yedalet. And this din is shayach for a woman like a man. So who says that a man should come first for life saving? They're equal, they're both Re'echa. It says in the Rebellion Mizrahi, in the Parashas Mishpatim, Chaf Aleph Chaf, that an Eved Kenaini is included in Re'echa, because he's shayach in all mitzvahs that a woman are shayach in. So they're both Re'echa. So man and woman are equal. Ain b'psicha kolelas l'prima godim in chelik bezos yudches in the sefer Imrei Bina in Orachaim Simon Yud Gimel Osvav. So what emerges that beisha there's a chiyuv to save her just like for a man, and dafkulinyan mizonos b'cheachicha imach. The Rashba writes that it says achicha v'lo achoscha. So brother comes before sister. But when it comes to Tviya Benar, they're equal. Now, that the Meiri and the Tosasrid write that Lachiosa B'Mizonos, the man is first, where he cannot go door to door, the Tosasrid writes that the reason is because if you're not Mefarnes him, the man's going to die. And therefore, a man comes first because he's chayiv in mitzvah. So it's mashma l'chora that when there's a chashash misa, the man is first. So therefore, if they're both going to drown, the man comes first. So nevertheless, we can say that the man is first, l'mizonos kadesh lo yamos, that's because even if you don't give mizonos to the woman, there's not going to be a sakanas misa miyad. And therefore, the man comes first. But if they're mamish both going to drown, and there's a din mamish right now, lo samad al dam rei echa, it could be that they're equal because they're both in an immediate danger. The reason given, by the way, of those who say that for saving a life a man comes first is because a man is chayv in more mitzvahs. So more mitzvahs, life is more valuable for more mitzvahs, if you have more mitzvahs. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchosot Tzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalid, there he talks about if you see your friend drowning in the river, or people are coming to steal from him, and you can save him, because there aren't bandits coming to accosting him, mugging him, and you can save him, we could hire other people to save him, he didn't save him, you're over on Lo Samad Al Dam Re'echa, and he doesn't distinguish between a man and a woman, he doesn't write Dine Kadima. Smash where there's a sakanat mita miyadit, if there's an immediate danger to life, there's no difference between a man and a woman. And both of them, there's a din of losamad al dam reyecha. Just the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perkes Halacha Tesvav, where he's talking about the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim mehachal aniyim, there the Rambam says that a woman comes before a man for food and for clothing and to redeem from captivity, because a man can go door to door. And a woman's redeemed first because she's more likely to be raped, to be taken advantage of in that way, a man, no. In Halacha Yitzayin, he writes that if there are a lot of anim in front of you, a lot of shvuyim, and you can't pay for all of them, you don't have enough money to get them all food, makdim es hakohen lelevi, v'chol agadah v'chacham kol mischaver, the more chacham you have, the more you come first. So we're talking about din staka, lahachil, ksus, food, clothing, there's dinei kadima. But we're talking in Halachas Rotzeach, about sakonas misa, about endangering life, there's no distinction between a man and a woman. And even though the Rambam writes in Chazman HaSanim that even by Pidyon Shvuim there's a lav of Lassam and Adam Reyach and other lav in Essen, see there. Nevertheless, there's no sakanat mitam vada'it. There's no definite sakanat misa. A lot of people are saved. And therefore, there is a dine kadima, so there's sakanat sefashos. But it's not mamish mitam yadit. So if you're mamish going to save someone's life, sending on a ventilator, then according to this, there's going to be no difference between a man and a woman. Tovei benar, no difference between a man and a woman. So the Rambam doesn't bring that a woman that a man comes before a woman. The Mechaber doesn't bring that a man comes before a woman. Very, very interesting. We already discussed this in a previous shiur. Tur also doesn't say it. It's also in Mashmos the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says that if you have we're talking about this Mishnah Harius, that if you have a conflict between buying clothing for an Eishes Chaver, for the wife of a Talmud Chacham, and the Chai Am Aretz, the clothing for the Eishes Chaver comes first. How can that be? How can it be that you buy the Rebbetzin a dress, she needs a dress, before you give this guy food to give him life? He's going to die. The answer is, we're not talking about where his mom is going to die. And therefore, Ksus, Eishes Chaver, comes first. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Tzeach, Perek Gimel, Lach Yedalid, Shatark Bila, Nefesh Tzua, Bein Rishayim, Bein Tzadik, Imach Shem, Hilv, Hashem, Amim, Mikre, Ados. Torah loves our lives. We believe in God. No matter who you are, even Am Eretz, Yim Rishayim. Some Eretz are included in this. In Sanhedrin. So therefore, we see that when it comes to actual love, the Mishnah is not talking about actual life. The Mishnah is talking about actual life. You give the Am Aretz life before you give the woman clothing, the Eishes Chaver clothing. So it's talking about giving them extra food, but not mamish life. So again, we have from the major Rishonim, from the major Poskim, the Rambam, Tur Shulchan Aruch, that there's no kadima for a man before a woman. Also, if let's say they put a gun to someone's head, they say either kill this person or I'll kill you. So what's the din? You have to be killed. Who says your blood is redder? God loves everybody, Rashi says. So let's say they say to a man, kill a woman, or I'll kill you. Vadai! There's a din of Yehar Gvalyavra, one should be killed. So, you can't say, oh, my blood is redder because I'm a man. We don't see anywhere in the poskim that if it's a witness, it's between a man and a woman. So it's seen that they're the same. When it comes to saving a life, there's going to be no preference for one over the other. However, the Ramah, the Maisa, he paskins that a man comes first if they're drowning. First of all, he's against a lot of the Rishonim. He's against the Mashmos of the Rishalmi. And the Levush, as we learned in the previous shiur, learns that he's talking about a case where they were both in captivity and they want to drown themselves. So it's talking dafka in that case because they want to save themselves from the busha of being taken advantage of sexually. But in general, if they're both going to die, it's a dafka in the pidyon shvuyim case. So then, since for a man it's more of a busha, like we discussed in the previous shiur, if they're going to sexually take advantage of the man, that's worse. It's worse for a man, poskim felt. It's worse for a man to be raped by men than a woman, because at the end of the day, a woman being raped by a man is still a normal, people are used to it. A woman has had relations with a man before. It's obviously extremely traumatic. We're not making light of it, but it's not as bad as a man being raped by a man, which is, don't even want to think about it. So that's really, really terrible. In such a case, if they're both trying to drown themselves to get out of that, to avoid that fate, then you save the man. But in general, they're equal. So even the Levush learns the Ramah to be talking about specifically that case, and not in general who you save first. But the Lamais, the Ramah, the Pashas Divrei Ramah, is that a man you save before a woman, and that is, again, because the man's extra chiyuv and mitzvahs. So what is, how does Rav Gishtetner paskin? He paskins alkei nira lani yus daiti dehechid tzrichin lahatzel ish v'isha yesh lahatzel kol demisha mesukin yoyser. Whoever's in a worse medical situation, whoever's more in danger. And it could be that the Ramah would say that he would agree with this. Even the Ramah would agree. Most talking about where they're both about to drown, so who do you save? But if a woman, you know, is in a more in more danger, it's more critical condition, then you save her. Man is in more critical condition, then you save him. And let's say the man comes before the woman, then you're busy with the man. You're busy with the man. You have to take care of him first. First come, first served. Right? You're not, somebody's on a machine. You're not going to take him off the machine for someone else. If you're osek and atzelus nefashis, you have to be busy with whoever comes first. First come, first served. Ein mavir na mitzvahs. What about a Kohen coming before a Levi? So again, if you learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that it's not talking about somebody actually dying, then it wouldn't tell us who to save a Kohen before a Levi. If you learn Pshat in the Mishnah that it's talking about them actually dying, so then the Kohen comes before a Levi. But if you learn Pshat that it's not talking about the actually dying, then just l'achios is mizonos, then only for that the Kohen precedes a Levi. But to actually save a life, who says that a Kohen comes before a Levi? Maybe a Levi comes before a Kohen. Or maybe they're equal. No reason a Levi should come before a Kohen. Maybe they're equal. And not only that, but today we're not even Baki B'Yichusam. We don't really know it was a real Kohen. We don't really know it was a real Levi. So Memela, to say Kohen and Levi preceded Yisrael, we don't know. And so it's Suffolk Nefashos. So Suffolk Nefashos, you have to be Machmir. It's not Shaykh to be Machmir, a Kohen and a Levi, Binyan Atzelos Nefashos, and to endanger the Jew, to Yisrael. Maybe they're not even Kohanim and Levim. Who knows? And in fact, the Rambam doesn't paskin when it comes to saving a life that a Kohen precedes a Levi and a Levi precedes Yisrael. So therefore, it would seem that there would be no preference for what we mentioned. Either that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, or even if it is, today we have no Yichus. Today we don't know. What about a Talmud Chacham? What about saving a Talmud Chacham first? So it says in the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Reish Sadi Ches, Shnayim Sheyoshvin and Bikshu Oivim Laharag Echad Mehem. Two people are sitting and the Oivim want to kill one of them. If one's a Talmud Chacham and the other's a simple person, Mitzvah LeHedjah Lo Harguni V'Lo Chaveri. It's a mitzvah for the Hedjah, for the simple person, to say, kill me and not my friend. It's a mitzvah for him to say it. It's not for us to decide. I am Tshuva Siyad Eliyahu B'Simin Mem Gimel Huva B'Ktzara B'Pischei Tshuva Yoredei Reishin and Beis, who says Shema Matzil Eino Talmud Chacham Kemo HaNitzol Mutir LaHachnis Atzmo B'Sakana K'dei LaHatzil Talmud Chacham. The person's savior, if the lifeguard is not a Talmud Chacham, like the person he's saving, he's allowed to endanger himself to save a Talmud Chacham, but he's not Mechuyev. Maybe Midas Chassidus, but he's not actually obligated. So So there it's talking about saving, endangering oneself to save. But if he's coming to save two people, one of them is a Talmud Chacham, the other one isn't, who says that you have to save the Talmud Chacham first? Even though if you're going to endanger yourself to save the Talmud Chacham, then even if there's no danger also, it seems you'd come first. But again, that's when, according to the Sefer Chassidim, that's the person's choice. He says, oh, kill me instead. But what about if you're deciding? You can save one or the other. So if you're trying to save the Talmud Chacham, and you're going to endanger yourself, so you should endanger yourself to save the Talmud Chacham. But let's say there are two people. You have a Talmud Chacham to save. It's not endangering yourself. You have a Talmud Chacham to save and a non-Talmud Chacham to save. Who said the Talmud Chacham should necessarily come first? Again, the svar would be that if you should endanger yourself to save a Talmud Chacham and not an Amaretz, so if they're both in front of you to save, then even if there's no danger for you, you would choose the Talmud Chacham. Akopanam, this is, again, this is much later. This is an Achron, this is Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. It's not a, and not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim. So if you learn Pshat in the Mishnah, then we're not talking about Mamish Atzelos Nefashis. So you have no raya that a Talmud Chacham comes first to save. In the Tshuvas Mekadshei Hashem of a Gaon Rav Tzvi Hirsch Meizlish in the Hakdama Shar Machmadim, he brings a nice Meisen Neuro Me Auschwitz. Shenitvesu Meos Na'arim B'nei Yisrael La'ariga, hundreds of Jewish young males were taken to be killed. The boy says, there's a boy who was taken, he was a good bacher, he's a top bacher, he learned so well. I want to go in his place. I want to get my name on the list instead of him. So Rav Meizlish writes that even though we find in Harius that a mamzer Talmud Chacham is before a kohen gadol am haaretz, you see the chashivas of a Talmud Chacham. So there's a bitachin, there's a din kadima for atzelas Talmud Chacham. Like the Beis Yosef learns that it's talking about saving a life. But that's only by when saving a Talmud Chacham, that one's to do is a maisa biyadayim to drown the Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz is going to drown Memela. There a Talmud Chacham comes first. But to do a maisa biyadayim, to actively perform an act to be killed in order to save the Talmud Chacham, who says? However, we have the Sefer Chassidim, we quote it, that it's Midas Chassidus to do just that. So it would seem that the answer to this boy would be that, you know, you're not obligated to, but you have the option to do so. Sefer Chassidim says, Mitzvah lehedjot lomar harguni. So it would be a mitzvah for this guy to say, kill me instead of the other boy. If you have a doctor, he says, I want to endanger myself to save this Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to. But that a person should, that we have two cholim in front of us, that you should go with the Talmud Chacham first. Who says? The Shach, famous Shach, and Reish Nuntes, Siv Katan Zayin, Taz Zayin writes that Bizman said, we don't have a din Talmud Chacham. Ayin Sham. So here is some insight and some thoughts on the big question that we're dealing with now, when there are a limited amount of ventilators and respirators and medicines, vaccines and all these things. We don't have enough. Who do we give it to? So the maskana from here is that first come, first served. But not that an ish comes first, and not that a Talmud Chacham comes first, even though one could read the Mishnah that way. Now it seemed to be, at least according to the simple reading of the Ramah, how he read the Mishnah, that man would come first, the Talmud Chacham would come first. But Bizman Azeh, we also have the element of Chil Hashem. That you can only imagine what a Chil Hashem would be if we start preferring people based on their spiritual status. So we have to think about that also. And we should be Zoche, Shelo Yishama Od Shod V'Sheva Baratzeinu. We should have no more Tsar, no more plagues, no more dead people. And we should have a growth in our own lives, in our Ruchnias, in the Gashmias, in the economy. And we should all be saved from this, and we should be able to go back to shul and learn and daven and dance together at weddings and hold hands and sing and be b'simcha tamid and be zocha b'karav mamish l'geula hashleima amen v'amen. And I hope in mirtz Hashem we'll revisit this topic in yanei pikuach nefesh. We've already had numerous shiurim, and obviously there's so much more to say, and it's so lemaisa today, so it's definitely worth learning. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.